Blog Talk Radio.
Judge Brown show. He's been on the
He's been on a lot of different shows, guys. He had his own TV television show up there in Nashville, Tennessee, like video channels he was doing. And then he did some songs with some famous people. He worked with 3-6 Mafia's Project Pat. So he has a little reputation out there. He's doing his thing. Also, we got on the phone lines Major Money, this guy right here. I don't know much about him, but we're going to find out about him today, guys. I know Yolanda Max is PR worker. She's been out there really hailing this brother, but he's doing it pretty good right now. We're going to find out what he has going on. Also, we got my man Skinny Montana. He's a producer, a film producer. This guy works on a movie. I watched one of his movies. Fantastic. It was a drug movie. I mean, hey, it was wonderful, man. The way he had it plotted out and the way the script was written, I would give him 2 thumbs up. Cecil and Amber ain't got nothing on you, brother. Hey, Skinny, can you say hello to the people?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing, people?
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, Major Money, say hello to everybody, brother.
What's happening, everybody, man? This Major Money, EMG to the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I appreciate that, Major. Hey, guys, check it out. You know how we do it right here. We introduce our artists, we introduce the guests, and, oh, we got Yolanda Mack on the phone, too. I'm sorry, guys. Yolanda Mack, where you at, baby?
Always keeping it real, Miss Mack Marketing.
I hear you, baby. Hey, that's a good friend of mine.
Please.
Also, we got Willie the Redneck
on
the phone, guys.
Hey, you're a no good son of a bitch. The first person.
Willie,
first
what do I do? What do I do now, Willie? Willie, what do I do, man?
I do some people. You forgot about me.
Hey, Willie, you're my co-host, man. You're the co-host, so you won't be introduced. You already know that, brother.
I'm going to tell you about the news, so you don't make me do like Yo-Yo Matt told me to do, expose my damn self with a damn soda urine. Don't make me do that.
hey, don't do it, man. Don't do it, man. Be cool, brother, all right? Don't do it. Hey, guys, we're going to get into a song right now by my man Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz, Days and Days. Check them out.
Leave your home for days and days.
Yeah. Money ain't shit. Bitches ain't neither. You know I'm on that grass. Don't cut on the sprinklers. Pussy on my mind, on my breath, and on my fingers. Niggas try to bite my style, but my style a jalapeno. I got skinny ad jeans, trucks on the pocket. Money talks, nigga. I'm caught up in the gossip. You know all my bitches batter, and all my swishes fatter. I milk this shit like cattle. That's my word like Scrabble. And your main girl is a hoe. I go Wayne's World in her throat. She swallows over the nuts. You fuck around, find a squirrel in her throat. I go take worm in that hoe. Let my snake squirm in that hoe. Nigga, we take turns in that hoe. These niggas so green, they glow. I am the best thing since wet pussy on my private jet with my chef cooking. So big headed, my neck crooked. My niggas foul when the ref looking. My big bro is Mac Main. So much weed, I got grass stains. These nuts, that's bags claim. I'm on them trees like candy canes, little toots.
Yeah. 2 Chainz, I might book me for a show. Try my ass to low and pick up the whole dough. That's hustonomics, I was high in my class, bitch. I like math, all I did was add bitches. Swagger good low, got your girl on all fours. It's not doggy style, I call it froggy style. You dog her out, I tell her, hop in. 2 Chainz, my first chain, had a twin. Gas in my blunt, watching ESPN. And if that pussy good, I wanna see her again. Yeah, I'm from College Park, and I got your bra with me.
Wet man.
Salt water pool, I can put a shark in it. Everything organic, plus I name my pistol. Last name, fuck first name, I don't give a. Pockets look pregnant, they about to deliver. So when I start dipping, you know the procedure, yeah.
You leave your home for days and days.
All right. All my niggas gangsters, all my bitches freaks. I tickle her pussy, got that pussy tickle pink. I'm the heart of the streets, and I just skip the beat. And if that pussy sweet, I want that candy trick or treat. I got diamonds in my teeth, so all my words are precious. I'm so fucking hot, I'ma need some more S's, man. I'm on some other shit. I want another bitch, that want another bitch, and I don't. pussy and dug a ditch. Some people gotta punch the clock. Man, I'd rather punch a brick, cause I'm that nigga. And I'm so cold, I just shiver. These niggas think they hard. These niggas just nipples. I pop a nigga like a sickle. Drop a nigga like a missile. More money, more issues. I size you up and fit you, don't
you?
Welcome back, welcome back to the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show, where it all goes down, guys. Hey, tonight is going to be wonderful. I'm going to sit back and relax a little bit. Let my man Willie come on the line. What's up, Willie the Redneck?
Ain't nothing going on right now, Caesar. Hell, I'm up here watching these goddamn rabbits in the yard right now.
You're watching rabbits in the yard. That's what you're doing right now? You're watching rabbits. What are you watching rabbits for? What are they going to do? They're going to do some tricks?
Well, you know something, Caesar, none of your goddamn business. Because you weren't excited with nothing I had to do in the first place. So, damn it, don't excite me. Don't act like you are now.
Hey, brother. You know what? You're right. You really don't excite me, man. Hey, but you know what? We got some guests out there, man. Let's talk to our guests a little bit. Let's bring up my man, Rob D, first. Well, yeah, Rob D.
I'm right here, man. What's up?
What's going on with you, brother? Tell me something good. Hey, first of all, before you tell me something good, tell the world who you are, brother.
Man, I'm Rob D, man, straight from Nashville, Tennessee, born and raised, straight native, you know. I consider myself just an entertainer, period, man. I rock the stage, I write, I rap, actor, television host, activist, pretty much everything.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. I've been keeping up with you, man.
That's what it sounds like to me. So, like to me, sir, you're a judge of all trade, master or not.
I can't even respond to you, man, because I can't understand your grammar, man. But go ahead, Caesar, what's up?
Hey, he said. Wow. Hey, Rob D. Rob, he was saying that he likes your style. He likes your swag.
Oh, that's good, man. I thought it was condemning, but I appreciate it, man. I don't know his name, but thank you, boss, man.
That's Willie. Willie's my co-host, man.
Okay, Willie. Thank you, Willie, man. Thank you, boss.
Hey, Willie, the man can't understand you. Are you drinking moonshine?
No, Caesar. I'm up here. I'm eating some damn mushrooms, Caesar.
You eating some mushrooms?
That kind of stuff. You don't know nothing about that, Caesar.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do know about it. I know about it. Okay. Hey, Rob D, now, can you tell everybody what you've been doing? Like, what kind of projects you've been working on, my man?
Man, basically what I've been doing, man, is shipping my CDs overseas, man. Japan, Germany, France, stuff like that. You know, them cats, they actually want some vintage Rob D. They actually been buying my CD from 1997, which is a beautiful thing. And been working on getting my music put into film, you see what I'm saying? So I'm working with publishing and everything. So, you know, just doing my thing. I ain't really got too much going on currently. I'm more so picking up the vintage and actually working the vintage.
Right.
Hey,
Rob, I understand.
Let me ask you a question. Hey, shut up, Caesar. I'm talking, goddammit. Hey, Rob, let me ask you a question. How the hell are you hooked up with a bastard like Black Caesar?
Online, man. You know, I'm a hell of a promoter, man, and all that online. That's how I ran into him.
Tell him how long has it been since you ran into me, though, bro.
Man, it could probably be about 3 years, man. What you think?
Yeah, about 3 years.
About three years, man. That's right.
And when we ran into each other, we were both. Hey, Willie, can I say something, man? Can I talk now?
Hey, sir, this bastard here can't even count the goddamn three. He told me he registered somebody 3 years ago. What the hell? Go ahead, sir. Listen to you.
Hey, Willie, you don't stop talking about me too, man. I'm getting tired of it. Every week on the show, you got a little smart aleck remark to make about me, man. What's up? You don't like me?
Listen, you know you're one of my best friends right there. If you're London Mac like you, damn it, you know I like you. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? I mean, you're making me think. You making me think otherwise, man. I mean, Yolanda Mack, if she like me, that's Yolanda Mack. But, I mean, I'm on the show with you every Wednesday, and every Wednesday you insult me, man. But I'm going to let you go, man. I'm gonna let you get away with that. I'm going to up your rent about maybe $20 more, but I'm gonna let you get away with that. Now, can I talk to Rob D now? Can I talk
go
to
ahead,
Rob
dear.
D, please?
What the hell?
All right.
Whatever
hey,
the hell
Rob
you
D,
want to say,
goddamn
it, say it.
Hey, Rob D, I got a question, another question for you, brother. You've been doing this for how long, man?
16 years.
Wow, that's a long time right there, brother.
Yeah, man,
I put my first CD out
in 1997, you know what I'm saying? I ain't no telling how long I've been rapping, but as far as actually putting studio albums out, man, I put my first one out in 1997.
Hey, Holly, can you tell us how old you are? Because you don't look that old.
33, man.
Okay. I kind of thought you, were about like 29 or 30, but 33, that's cool then, man. Hey, we got somebody out there. I think we got a caller, 812. Your mic is open. You can make a comment.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Alethea. I just called to let you know I'm listening to you, and I'll be in Nashville next Friday.
Okay,
cool.
Get with me.
Okay, and that you know that CD that I got from you, it was the 97 CD.
1997, that'll work, dude.
Wow.
Confirmed.
You got fans from back in 1997, dude. That's all right. That's all right. What's your name, lady? What's your name, baby?
Alethea Thompson. I'm calling from Evansville, Indiana. You know who I am.
Yeah.
That's my baby.
Okay.
You know who I am. Big
Okay. Well, baby, thanks for calling in, listening to the rest of the show. We're going to be chopping up a rock team. Okay, thank you.
Okay,
I'm going to mute the phone back
bye.
Out, all right? All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, I got another phone call, 678. 678, your phone is open.
Hey, you know who this is? It's T-Glass. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, T-Glass? How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, I
oh,
called
God,
you up. I called you up, man. Wow. I called you up, man. Your
that's
phone is wrong, man.
Right there.
You know
I,
what?
I
I've been told that today. I was told that today. It was a fire over here by my crib, so it's just been a lot of crazy
stuff.
Yeah, I've seen it online.
I've seen it, a big house go up in flames online on your page.
Yeah, arson, man. I'm telling you, these bombs.
So why'd you do it?
You know, collect that insurance check, you know, burning down somebody else's house, you know what I mean? The money's going to come to me, right? Right.
I did that before.
All right.
I burned down my sister's house.
What's up, William?
This place, this house. What's going on? Listen, I burned down my sister's house.
Yeah, what's up, William? What's up, William?
I burned down my sister's house. Her damn house is my damn name. I burned that mother sucker down.
Well, you know,
wow.
I really didn't do it, though. I really didn't do it, so I can't even claim that. I don't want the boys to show up.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Hold on 1 second, T-Glass. I got another caller, 615. 615, your mic is open.
Yeah, this is Valerie from Nashville. Just kind of to support my homeboy, Rob D. I fucks with him.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, my dude.
Oh, okay, thank you
yes,
for calling in.
I done bought almost every CD he done had out, I done bought it.
Wow.
Hey,
dude is bumping. He's real hard. He's a real hard artist. I've been knowing this guy for like 3 years, and he brings nothing but the fire. So I appreciate you calling in and supporting him. That's what's up.
Me too.
All right. He already know I'm his number one supporter.
Yes,
wow, that's
yes,
great. Thank you for calling in, and we're going to put you back on hold, and if you got another question, we'll come back to you in a little bit, all right?
Hey, Caesar, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to make a confession right here, right now, on the radio tonight.
What's up, Will?
I bought one of his damn 8-tracks about 10 years ago.
They weren't even making 8-tracks 10 years ago.
you know, you ain't far from that, though, Snuff. I do got some cassette tapes out, so you know what I'm saying. It's pretty cool.
He said he bought some Jane Brown stuff from you. He got some 8-tracks. They're going to 8-track sound system. They don't even, they ain't done that in about 30 years.
Yeah, I got his room. I'm letting him know. I got some tapes for real, though. Some cassette tapes.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Hey, Caesar. I'm going to get some goddamn tapes. Me and my 2-year-old, we're going to jam some of these tapes. You're going to see her dancing. I'm going to show you a damn video.
Okay.
That,
hey, check it out, guys. We got a 615-615-989. You can go ahead and give a comment or go ahead and say who you are. 615-989. Okay, you go back on mute. Okay. Rob D, I want my girl T. Glass to come front and center and maybe chop it up with you for a few minutes, and then we'll get into your song because you got a song, a really hot song, and we're going to get into that. But first of all, I'm going to let Miss IMT Glass come up and ask you a couple questions.
I'm right here. How you doing this evening, sir, Mr. Rob Bass?
What up, T-Glass?
What up? I got to shout out everybody out there in Black Season Friends, Showland. It's been a long time. I've been away. I got on a call late, so I'm not really sure what he might have already asked you. But what I would like to know is, I know you've been in the game, you said, since the early to the mid-90s. From your experience, either just your personal experience with your projects or with people that you know or whatever, how has the game changed in your eyes? And do you think that it's a plus or, you know, do you think there's a major room for improvement?
I feel like it's a major room for improvement because it went backwards, baby girl. You know what I'm saying? Really what it did is it went back to its origin. You see what I'm saying? Because when the hip-hop thing first started, people weren't really just talking about a whole lot of nothing back then, but it was brand new and it was fresh. But the thing was, a lot of those artists, they actually grew and matured with the game. So, you know, the messages got a whole lot more intense and it got real. But the thing is, nowadays, it's the young kids. It's their time to, you know, do what they do. So it went backwards because now you have a lot of younger minds on the microphone now. So it went back to really its origin.
I agree with you. I was kind of thinking the same thing. And what are you working on right now? I know I missed that. Like I said, you might have been asked that already, but
what are you
working on right now?
Right now, I'm going to put something out before this year is out, but currently what I'm doing is trying to just get, you know, money outside of actually retail. Because just to be honest with you, a lot of CDs don't sell no more. So what I'm doing is working with publishing and stuff like that, you know, trying to get my music into film and things of that nature. Film and, I sold some CDs overseas, you know what I'm saying? I sent some to Japan, Germany, and France. So, you know, I'm happy about that. But, you know, as far as just standing outside on the street corners with CDs and stuff, it's dangling like a dinosaur. People barely buy them anymore.
Right. And we have a lot of independent artists who listen to, you know, this show and whatnot. Do you have any, suggestions or any tips for somebody who is trying to break into the industry who isn't really with this new sound? Like, I know a lot of the kids right now are talking about Miley and talking about that garbage, you know what I mean, talking about things that really aren't, you know, where the essence of hip-hop came from. So do you have any suggestions for, you know, a lot of our independent artists out here that are listening who, you know, want to do something better or just want to get into the game and you know, last?
The thing is, my suggestion would be to just stay real. Be you. Be willing to have people hate you. Be willing to have people not understand you. You know what I'm saying? It's so easy. It's so much easier just being yourself. Be real. Of course, we know what's lucrative. I can tell them, you know, I can tell the people what they want to hear, but is that real in my heart? If I tell you, hey, I smoke and I drink, and then you meet me in person and you offer me a blunt, I'm going to turn that blunt away. So that makes me look fake. So for anybody out there who's rapping something that's not within their heart, you know, he or she needs to stop that and just be yourself, because your music, in my opinion, should be a reflection of you. Any and everything I talk about in my music is me. Anything. So they can challenge me on anything I done ever wrote, and when they meet me, they'll see it's the same way inside this body.
Right, you'll be able to back that up. I respect that. I like that. So tell us a little bit about, I guess, what DJ Black Caesar is getting ready to play or what you have for us to listen to tonight. Let everybody know, you know, I guess, the purpose of it.
Okay, no problem. This song is called Where's My D? Where's My D standing for Where's My Dope? And what that is, you know, when I was out there calling myself doing what I was doing, I had a girlfriend who was actually stealing it from me. So this song, the concept of it is just an argument, you know, where's my stuff? Why are you stealing from me? It's not going to be glorifying selling drugs and standing on the corner with the gold chain. It's not going to be talking about none of that. It's just a basic argument because that was the main, you know, sentence in the argument. Where's my stuff at? So that's what it is.
Hey, Rob D, I got callers out there like left and right, man. I'm going to take another caller real quick, before we go into that song. But let me see. 6161. Oh, you got to turn your okay, I got to mute you guys. Okay, guys, check it out. Everybody, before you come on the phone lines, you need to have your internet muted out. Don't have it on that channel. Turn it all the way down when you come on. Now, I'm going to let you know right now, 615-485, I'm about to open up your mic. Please have that down, please. Okay, they don't know how to listen, so we got to move it on. You do have another caller. Well, we have another caller. 908, your mic is open now.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. I would like to speak to Major.
Yes, ma'am. Major's not on right now, but if you hold on for a second, he'll be on in about another 15 minutes. He'll be on.
I'll call back then, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, Rob D. I'm about to play that song, Rob D. Can you go ahead and introduce it for everybody? Give me a world premiere, brother.
Yeah, I'm going to do that right now. What's up, world? What's up, world? It's Nashville, Tennessee's own Rob D. on the Black Caesar and Friends show. Look here. Open up both ears. Q-tip them, peroxide them out or whatever, and hear my song. Eat up. Where's my D?
Where's my motherfucking dope? My dope. You stole my motherfucking dope. My dope. Where's my motherfucking dope? Bitch, you stole my motherfucking dope. My dope. You gave my dope to you.
Dope, my dope. You gave my dope to your uncle, to your. You stole my dope to your daddy, to your dad. You split my dope with the
I'm going to tell you something. That's one thing about my man Rob D. He always keeps it funny. He always keeps it exciting. And it's always something going to be positive. But, hey, you know what, Rob D? I like that song right there, Where's My Dope At? Sounds pretty like a classic right there, brother. Sounds like you're onto something. What's up? You got the big head. You got the song with Project Pat. Man, you got some good songs out there, bro.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. All I'm waiting on is for my ambition to meet the right opportunity. It's
going to
be an explosion, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What are you talking about?
I'm looking for my goddamn meth pipe. I can't find the motherfucker.
Oh, my God. I thought you was, like, co-signing on the positive tip tonight. You're talking about the meth pipe. Yikes.
Hey, I'm
going to
tell you something.
Hey, Willie, man, what are you talking about, man? You looking for your meth pack. Hey, you know what? We got to go to smoke. We got to go to Willie,
I can't find my damn dope, Caesar. God damn it.
Check it out.
You got
check
one
it out, Willie.
He can't find his damn dope, and I can't find my damn dope. What the hell is going on tonight?
I don't know, man. Hey, check it out. Let's go to another phone caller. We got a phone caller, 615-720. Your mic is open.
Hey, Rob, this is Yvonne. Just calling to let you know I'm listening in and showing you much love.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. That's my girl right there, y'all. She showed me a lot of love. You know, done a whole lot for me.
Wow. I see how she came in and say, hey, Rob. Nobody else gets a hello.
Right.
I'm so sorry. Excuse my manners. Hey, let me put this out there. If you guys have not seen Rob on stage, you are missing a big treat. Let me just throw that out there.
Well, I know he's exciting. The guy's always exciting. He always got something up his sleeves, man. So, yeah, Rob is that guy, if you guys haven't seen him. And you know what? I appreciate you saying that, man, because we got our guests that come on here, and they talk about the artists, but nobody really said anything like that. So you're the first to say that.
Well, thank you all for having him on. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Bye.
What's up, 865? I think I know who that is. 865, your mic is open.
Bing, bong, bing, bong, bing, bong, bing. What's popping, y'all?
Hey,
like
hey,
Sony, man, what's good? You know what I mean?
What's up, baby?
I'm sorry, I'm late, yo. You know what I'm saying? I owe somebody some money, man. You know what I'm saying? I had to talk them out of it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm back, though. You know what I mean? I'm here
you
right
owe
now.
Me some money. Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. How the hell you get to be late?
Willie, let me explain to you how you can be late, how you can't be late.
How the hell?
Because you are a co-host. The co-host can't be late. Co-host got to be on time like me, brother. Bicycle Tony is just a friend, so he can do that. He can. They don't have to. IMT Glass hasn't been here in about 3 weeks.
Yo, T Glass.
Hold up.
Not complaining like that.
Let me explain something to you right here, Caesar. Caesar, I'm going to tell you something. I dropped out of kindergarten, but damn it, I can still read. And so it's DJ Black, Caesar, and Fred. It's that nothing about damn Willie.
Right, you heard that. You heard that, man. You heard that.
Yeah, but yo, Willie.
On that one.
Willie.
Where's my motherfucking dough?
A lot of people always late, Willie.
Okay,
where's
okay.
my motherfucking dough? Shit.
Yeah.
Where's my goddamn dope, man? That's what I want to know.
Look, guys, I got 216. I'm opening up right now. 216-799. Your mic is open.
Yes.
Y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Yes.
Bing.
Bing,
bing,
bing.
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 My son's concert.
Oh,
I'm not even sure what's going on tonight, but I hear T-Glass, I hear Bicycle Tony and Willie and Black Seed. So what's up, everybody? But
how you doing?
It before it's over tonight. I'm good.
You know what? You know what?
Man.
Bing. Let me put you on blast real quick, too, because I just put Miss I Am Glass on blast.
Sure
so
did.
Now I'll put you on blast. You haven't been here in about 4 weeks. Miss Bing hasn't been here in 3 weeks.
I'm sorry. You know, my kids, for some reason, when they have stuff at school, it's almost always guaranteed to be on a Wednesday evening.
Yeah.
Around 7:30.
Hold on. And
so my kids are in middle school and elementary school, and they all have had end of the year concerts and stuff the past few weeks. So we're trying not to be here, and I miss everybody.
Oh, God,
but I did have
family and Bing, let them know those my kids too.
I can't hear
them
at one time.
So.
I already knew what Ms. Bing was doing because we've spoken, so I knew what she was doing. I know she had a concert last week and the week before last, something going on with her kids.
And I was there too because those are my babies.
We'll be over
too.
Next week.
Okay,
so,
okay, okay.
Hey, Caesar.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, Caesar.
What's up, man?
Let me get one goddamn thing straight right now, Caesar. You don't question Bing about nothing.
Okay,
okay, I got
it.
Okay. Bad word.
Really, you're going to make me jump through the phone. Are we working on the next question today? Check it out. Here's the deal. I need my guy, Rob D, to come front and center and give everybody your social network so they can find you online, please.
Okay, check this out. On Twitter, you can follow me at Rob D. Nashville. Make sure on that D you put two E's behind that D. So that's Rob D. Nashville. If you want to find me on Facebook, you hit me up at Rob D. Nashville. Same thing on both, on Twitter and Facebook, Rob D. Nashville. If you want to email me, that's robd25@yahoo.com. Now, look here. This is what I do. This is my real passion. I don't do what everybody else do. So if you're going to holler at me, that's cool. But also be open for me to solicit a sale, because that's exactly what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to sell you a CD. I'm going to try to sell you a download. I'm going to try to sell you something. So do not come with attitude.
Wow.
I was just
in Nashville, too, man. Shout to Nashville, man.
Hey, wait. Let me clarify. You're saying the social network is R-O-B as in boy, D-E-E, right? Is
yes,
what you
ma'am.
Were saying about the two E's?
Yeah.
Okay, got you.
Yo, I just left Nashville, man. You know what I'm saying? If you're from Nashville, God bless you, man. I feel bad, but I just left Nashville, man. Shout out to Nashville. Shout out to Columbia, Tennessee. You know what I'm saying? And all the surrounding areas, man. I just left there like the other day, man. I love Nashville.
That's all.
Yeah.
Come through, holler at me, man. I'm here.
Yeah, I'm going to scream at you, homie. Remember the name Bicycle Tony, man. For real, I knock on people's doors and all that. You know what I mean?
Hey, Rob D, you're from Nashville, right? You're doing the damn country music? You got any country?
In Nashville, no, sir. I do not have country music.
I'm going to tell you something. You want to get the whole trailer park and get into your damn music, you got to get you some country music. That's right. Get you some goddamn country music.
Willie, check it out, man. Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on the show, bro. I mean, it was an honor to have you on our show tonight, man.
Man, I'm honored, man. I appreciate it, Caesar, man. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate this avenue, this platform. So it's all good, man. All y'all hit me up if you feel.
I'm glad you're here, man.
Thank you.
We gotta get. We gotta sell everybody. Hey, goddammit, I'm
talking. I was just going to say real quick. Hold on. DJ Black Caesar decided to let you know. It's about to thunderstorm here in the city in Cleveland. So if me and Bing drop, that's why. I just wanted to let you know. Because it's about to get ugly up here.
Okay, that's cool. Thank you very much.
I was in the house like, yeah, girl, I'm sitting up here in the window looking like, okay.
Get away from the window. Don't want to get struck by no damn lightning.
Right, we don't
want to
get struck.
No, we don't want you to get struck, but I'm going to tell you, we got to sell it, Rob D. We got to get all the goddamn cassette tapes, CDs, DVDs, what else we got here?
Hey,
we
I'll
got,
take
got
the tape, for real. I still got my boom box, so I might need to go ahead and purchase one of those tapes, you know what I'm saying?
I tell you
what,
everybody listen to goddamn.
All you got to do is holler me on.
Everybody listen to
Caesar's
show tonight.
I'm selling all.
Everybody
I will,
Rob
D, too.
Everything.
Get this Rob D.
It's all good.
Everybody go get Rob D music.
William.
Wow.
Hey,
Rob D, I'm going to tell you something, man. We got a lot of people on the phone. We got a lot of people on the phone line, too, man. So do you want to give out another do you want to tell everybody how they can get your music, man? Because you got a lot of people on the phone line.
Man, that's a beautiful thing. Thank the Lord. Of course I want to tell them, man. Check this out. They can either hit me up on Facebook at Rob D. Nashville. Make sure you put two E's behind that D. Or they can hit me up on Twitter at Rob D. Nashville. If they are iTunes purchaser, they can go on iTunes, man. You can just Google that name, Rob D. I got stuff on iTunes. I got stuff on CD Baby, Rhapsody. Any and everything you can think of, man, my name is there.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Rob B. We appreciate that, man. Hey, brother, it was nice having you on the show tonight, but we're going to have to let you go so we get on with our next contestant. Hey, Rob B., thanks a lot, man. God bless you.
Same, man. Peace, y'all. All right.
Hey, yes, thank sir. You for coming, man. Hey, come back again. Hey, you need to come back again.
Rob D, don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Rob D, don't go anywhere. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Just stand by. Stay by.
I'm going to do that. All right.
Okay, cool. Okay, guys, we're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back, all right?
You are now listening to the DJ Black Caesar and Friends Show with Prince, Willie the Redneck, that Moonshine Drink Triple K member, Miss Big. From Star Mob Radio.
I put my money in
no,
the freezer.
Not mine.
I call it cold cash. My coke stash.
Greenleaf. Smoking it up producer. Bicycle toy. Bing. Bang. Pow. I am T Glass. From 7th Letter Press. And DJ Black Caesar, a.k.a. the Landlord of the South.
Yeah, I finna make these niggas feel me. Fire all these pussy niggas out there shooting, trying to kill me.
Every Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. On blogtalkradio.com.
Hey, yo, this is Blue Philly holding it down for DJ Black Caesar. Vanderbilt Media Music Group tells you rent's due. Pay me.
Yeah. Check it out. I hope you guys like that because that was my little thing for you guys, man. So, Miss Ben, Bicycle Tony, Willie the Redneck. Hey, that cost me a little bit, man, but you know what? I got it done because I appreciate you guys always coming on the show. You know, when you show me support, I show everybody else support. So I appreciate you guys.
Yo, I love you, Caesar.
We appreciate you too, Caesar.
Yeah, we appreciate you too.
I don't love you, but damn it, I like you.
Okay, thank you, man. Hey, let's get our next artist up here and see what's going on with him. What's up, Major Money? Come on down, baby.
Yeah.
What's up with you, man?
Not much, man. Just enjoying the show, Black Caesar and Friends, you know what I'm saying? All the way out
thank
of
you, thank
New York,
thank you,
man.
We appreciate it, brother. Well, now we're about to enjoy you, so tell the world who you are, man.
Man, my name is Major Money, M-A-Y-J-A, and if you can't spell money, you got serious problems, you know what I'm saying?
I got you, man. That's what's up. Okay, So what's up with you, Major Money? What you working on right now?
Man, right now we're cooking up a lot of different recipes. Right now, we're cooking up a lot of stuff with a lot of platinum artists. Right now, I want to give a shout-out to Rob D, who was just on the interview. He spit some real stuff. Right now, I want to give a shout-out to Nocturnal, platinum hip-hop artist, who I'm going to be working with within the very, very near future, man. We got some surprises coming up for the world.
Right, I heard about that. Ms. Mack was telling me you're about to get in the studio with my man Nocturnal, so that's great, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, you already know, man. I've been grinding real hard since 2004. You know what I'm saying? Been trying to make this thing work, and now it's finally starting to come into shape. DJ Black Caesar, you already know how hard the hustle is, how hard the grind is. You know now.
I already know that, man.
To be able to get a little bit of appreciation, you know what I'm saying? For people to be like, yo, you know what, man? Your music is going somewhere. It feels really
right,
good,
right,
you know?
Right. Well, look, brother, I haven't heard your song. I'm digging the song. So can you tell me a little bit about your swag? Like, what kind of style of music do you like?
See, now, I came up with a whole new lane for my music. I call my music fusion because my music is based on hip-hop, but it includes a whole lot of other cultures, man. It's like cultural diffusion. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
It is just traditional hip-hop because I feel like hip-hop is a culture that's not just an American culture. Hip-hop is a worldwide culture.
You know what? Sounds like I need to get my man up here and ask you a couple questions, man. If you don't mind, let me get Bicycle Tony up here. What's up, Bicycle Tony? Come on up here and ask my man a couple questions, brother.
Yo, what's good, man? What's good?
What's up, man?
I'm chilling, homie. Yo, first and foremost, man, I heard something about New York, man. Where you from?
I'm in Brooklyn right now, baby. You already
That's
know all
up. That's what it is. You know, I got excited to hear the hometown on the scene. You feel me? So, you know,
yeah.
I was already. So, you know, my favorite, I think, like, some of the best rappers ever lived came from Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? Biggie Smalls, for instance, you know what I'm saying? Who were you influenced by, though, you know, coming up?
Man, I was influenced by some of them same names that you're thinking about. Now, it's going to be funny, but the first hip-hop artist I ever heard, I was in Trinidad. His name was Chubb Rock.
Oh, shit, that's my dude.
That's the first hip-hop song I ever heard. And I think this was about 1990, 1991. And it was from then that I fell in love with the essence of that hip-hop, man. And that's the reason I'm in the situation I am today.
That's what's up. So, you know, when it comes to making music, you know what I'm saying, do those influences stand out in your music? Like if I listen to your music right now, will I get a vibe, you know what I'm saying, or will I get a kind of Chubb Rock vibe, or you know, would your influences stand out at all in your music?
I feel like the influences that will stand out is, like you said, the Notorious B.I.G. from Brooklyn. I'm a storyteller, man, and I like to stay true to the game just like Big did. You know, I like my people to take something away from my song. When the song is done, I like my people to be able to take away something positive from my song. So I stay true to storytelling. I stay true to making people dance. And, man, all of my influences, you can hear them in my music, from Bob Marley to Biggie Smalls to The Temptations to everybody. You can hear a little piece of everybody in my music, man.
You said The Temptations remind me of ODB, you know what I mean?
Hey, let me say something real quick. Hey, Major Money.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Just a bit of friendly advice. Don't nobody like a liar.
No doubt.
You say you're a storyteller. I was saying, you know, don't nobody like liars. You know, I don't like liars.
He's not talking about that kind of storyteller, Willie, man. Go smoke your meth real quick, homie. Yo,
Willie, you need to get up with the hip-hop terms. You need to download the modern terms and put them in your brain chip, man. Because if you don't know what storytelling is, then you got a long way to go.
You're talking to a turnip now. You're talking to a watermelon.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to talk to my little two-year-old who knows everything about music and slang from these rappers. I'm going to go talk to her.
Hey, you need to go see what your little two-year-old so he can teach you then, Willie, because you mess up
not
on this show every week.
Really. Not that kind of storytelling, man. We keep it real around here.
Bing, bong, bing.
I'm just saying, I don't associate with no liars.
Building, man.
The only guy them liar I associate ain't putting a Caesar, and he lied to me about my damn rent last week.
Oh, wow. This guy's a character, man. I don't know about
him. Hey, yo, Caesar, man. You know, I'm really fiending. It's been a while since I heard a Brooklyn artist on the show, you know what I'm saying? And I'm kind of me myself personally. That's just me really fiending to hear what son sound like, man. I haven't heard none yet. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, brother. Okay, man. You put me on the spot now. Major Money, why don't you give me a world premiere of your song, brother, so I can go ahead and play it?
Man, well, you already know this is Major Money. This is DJ Black Caesar and Friends Show, and you're about to check out this song called Take Your Time. You know, it's a record that we built in 30 minutes. I heard the beat. The beat was fresh. I took it in the direction, and it came out to be a masterpiece, man. I want everybody to be a judge. I hope everybody enjoyed this record.
Bing, bong, bing.
Impact. Yeah. Major Money, Future Major, baby, I don't know what to do to me, no. Can't get you out my mind, this is new to me, I think you need to take your time, yeah. Baby girl, you need to take your time, fall back, you need to take your time, slow down, I'ma make you mine, yeah. You need to take your time, baby girl, you need to take your time, slow down, you need to take your time, fall back, I'ma make you mine,
yeah. The whole room changed when you enter. By far, you the number one contender. Yeah. And ain't nobody equal. So anytime they see you in your splendor, your style, everybody gon' remember.
Everybody.
The truth like LeBron in the fourth quarter. Yeah. Attitude real cold like the North Quarter.
Cold.
Body hot like the sun down in South Florida. Ooh. Imagine imagine if we had a little son or daughter.
Baby.
Now I'm moving too fast, about to slow down. You and I both know it's about to go down.
You know it.
And there ain't no doubt, baby girl, that I'm feeling you the most.
Yeah.
You can tell when you stand real close. Got me trying to figure out.
Chill.
Baby, I don't know what you do to me.
Just right now.
Can't get you out my mind. This is new.
Can't get you out my mind.
No way. You need to take your time.
Chill.
Baby girl, you need to take your time. Fall back.
Fall back.
You need to take your time. Slow down. I'ma make you mine.
Yeah,
I'ma
down.
Make you mine.
Yeah.
You need to take your time.
Chill.
Baby girl, you need to take your time. Slow down.
Slow it down.
You need to take your time. Fall
yeah.
back. I'ma make you mine.
Yeah.
Baby, what's your status? You married, single,
huh?
Came for one night just to mingle. Cause I hope you know what you're doing, girl.
You know.
This ain't no average nigga that you pursuing, girl.
No way.
Baby, I'm a real G from Trinidad.
Trinidad.
With New York swag, I know you feeling
oh,
that.
I see.
And I love the way you got my attention.
Love it.
Got a cute smile, not to mention.
Yeah.
Every nigga crave like a sports
Every
car.
Nigga.
Bad as hell, sex appeal like a porn star. Naturally, you a born star.
Yeah.
So you shine so bright by the end of the night. Guarantee you be mine, right? Right? Baby, I don't know what you do to me. Get you out my mind, this is new to me.
I can't get you out.
I think you need to take your time.
Take your time.
Baby girl, you need to take your time. Fall back. You need to take your time. Slow down. I'ma make you mine. I'ma make you mine, girl. You need to take your time. Baby girl, you need to take your time. Go down.
Slow it down.
You need to take your time. Fall back. I'ma make you mine.
I'ma make you mine.
I said, girl, you need to take your time. I'm not really trying to waste your time. Ain't no other girl could ever take your shine. So move that body, girl, and shake your spine. Cause I never met a girl like you. Ain't nobody in the world like you. Beautiful face and no curls like you. So won't you just shake for me, mommy? Shake, shake for me, mommy, yeah. Shake for me, mommy, yeah. I like the way you work, yeah. Shake for me, mommy, yeah. So I like the way you work, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the DJ Future exclusive.
Woo! EMG.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice, nice.
That was hot.
Hey,
what was that feature there? Was that Future?
That was DJ Future. That wasn't Future. That was a guy called DJ Future.
I know that's what I was talking about. Was that the DJ Future?
Yeah, that's DJ Future.
Okay. I got you, brother. No, I knew it wasn't
We're
Future because you didn't give him no time to say anything.
We'll hear
more about Future in the future.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a caller on the phone, guys. At 908, your mic is open. 908
going once. 908
going twice. Hey, turn your phone off.
Sold to the fat chicken
to change
out.
You know what? Her phone has just dropped. Okay, let me get back out. The phone has just dropped. So hold on for 1 second, and let's go to another caller. Okay, let's get.
I like
we got
that
another
track,
caller,
though, man.
Yeah, that was a good track. Hey, 929, your mic is open.
Hey, I just want to give a shout-out to Major Money. Loving the song. Been listening for a long time, and I just want to say good luck and keep up the good work.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Okay.
Major Money, where you at?
Hold on, guys. Hold on for a second. I think we might have lost him. Let me call him back real quick. And I thought that was somebody else's phone. I didn't know it was his phone.
Somebody computer wireless, son.
Hey, you guys need. Hey, yeah, you're right, man. You guys need to turn those computers down, man, or off or mute your phone.
They always blame it on. Before they blame it on Bicycle Tony, man.
Oh God!
I know. They blame you, right?
Word, son.
Every time the computer go off, I hit muted.
You know what? Just make a general announcement because everybody doesn't know that, like, for real, and everybody's not catching what you're saying. If you're on the phone and you're on the computer, turn your computer all the way down. Better yet, put that bitch on mute.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
Oh, man, your Major Money got, you know what I'm saying, he ain't pay his phone bill, B.
Yeah, Major Money. Hold on, guys. I got somebody else on the phone. Yolanda, can you come on the phone line, please?
Hello, everyone.
Miss Mac.
Hi.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Willie.
Hey, Yo-Yo. What's up, Yo-Yo?
Don't play with my yo-yo.
Hey, I'm gonna tell everybody out there, radio lad, don't you play with my damn yo-yo. I'm serious. You mess with yo-yo, you mess with Willie.
Let me just give a shout out to everyone. I love what DJ Black Caesar and your co-host Willie and everyone that is doing on this radio station. It is phenomenal. I love it. Please keep up doing what you're doing. You're taking the world by storm. Great job, everyone.
Thank you, Ms. Mac. We appreciate you.
Yo, yo, we love you.
Let me tell you something about Ms. Mac, guys, real quick before everybody gets started. Ms. Mac is a wonderful person, too. Ms. Mac is, like, she's brought a lot of artists on this show. She's brought Nocturnal through here, so we got a lot of celebrity artists through here just because of Ms. Mac, and hopefully we're going to get some more with Ms. Mac working with her. She's a good friend of mine, so you guys, you know, behave, Willie, because Ms. Mac really likes you. Ms. Mac already told me.
I'm going to tell you something, Caesar. Go ahead, Caesar. I'm listening to you. Go ahead. Go on, lie on Ms. Mac. Go ahead. I'm not lying
on Ms. Mac. Ms. Mac is right here on the phone. If I'm lying, Ms. Mac, will you tell this man if I'm lying or telling the truth? Did you or did you not say that you like Willie on the show?
Yes, I do. I like Willie because Willie is Willie. He's just real. It's nice to run into just real people, and if you speak how you feel, that's your opinion. So I think the show and everything, everyone's doing a great and wonderful job. Everyone has their own personalities, and y'all are able to get the job done and be able to speak to people on many different levels. So, Willie, you're doing a good job.
I'm William. Hey, she met Willie.
For real.
I'm going to tell you something, y'all. I'm going to tell you what everybody don't know, that Yo-Yo was my ex-wife from my past life.
Don't get in trouble. Don't forget Bing is on the phone.
They told me in my past life I was a queen.
Uh-oh.
So you
got to
be with my king?
Now, this is a liar right there.
Oh,
you had all the women. This is a liar right there. Willie the redneck, the liar.
You said the liar or the lion?
The liar. The liar. I'm bringing all the women out here.
Hey, let me check.
Wow, it's exciting. I like the song. Taking your time.
Major money.
Future
major.
Baby, I don't know what you do to me.
Man, you know I can't play that song again. What are you talking about, Willie? Hey, guys, thanks a lot for asking to play that song, brother. I gotta get my other artist on, man. We got another artist we gotta get on, brother. All right, you understand, right? Hey, we gotta get my other artist on. We gotta get the other artist on.
Hey, but I just want to let him know that that's hot. I can hear that West Indian sound in there. That's dope.
It is hot. I will say that. But now we got to get into the Okay, check it out, guys. I'm going to introduce my next artist. I got a film producer coming up right now. My man, what's up, Skinny Montana?
Hey, what's happening? I'd like to say what's up to DJ Caesar and friends and, you know, everybody that's listening in right now.
Well, I tell you what, man, you got a lot of people on the phone line. I tell you that, man. It's like outrageous right now. Actually, I think this is the first time we actually had this many people on the line. So it just lets you know. I wonder how many people are listening in right now in the rest of the world, because we actually air like it's on the computer. So guess what? That means it's in every state, every country, and we get a lot of different countries that actually check us out right now. So I know we got the UK in here, and we got Australia in here, and we got the London, England in here. So I don't really know who else, and we got Africa all the time. I want to say what's up to everybody in Africa. What's up to you guys? And I also want to go shout out to my gal in Japan. I want to give a shout out to my guy Ben over in the UK. I want to give a shout out to my girl Erin over there in Australia. I want to give a shout out to my guy over there in Yugoslavia. What's up, man? What's going on, brother? You know who I'm talking about. I'm not going to call your name because I know you want it. So we're going to leave it alone. Like Bicycle Tony say, if the cops got to get you, then, you know, you got trouble. Hey, guys, but thanks a lot for tuning in. I appreciate all you guys out there tuning into this show. And you guys are making us the number one show online right now. And I appreciate that also. We've actually had Block Talk. Yeah, Willie, what the hell is wrong with you, man? Can I talk for a second without you interrupting me?
Oh, goddammit. I want to say one damn thing, Caesar. Everybody got them trailer park all over the world. We like to give a shout out to you, too.
Wow, man. Wow, Willie, you got to be kidding me. Willie. Wow.
Okay, I need to come up with another name for him, because that's crazy.
Hey, guys, hold on for a second. We're going to take a little break. And then we're going to come back with Skinny Montana and find out what's going on with him, because I'm going to be in a movie.
You are now listening to the DJ Black Caesar and Friends Show with Prince, Willie the Redneck, that moonshine drink, Triple K, Miss Big. From Star Mob Radio.
I put my money in
no,
the freezer.
Not mine.
I call it cold cash, my coke stash.
Greenleaf, smoking it up producer. Bicycle Toy. Bing, bang, pow. I am T Glass from Seventh Letter Press. And DJ Black Caesar, aka the Landlord of the South.
Look, I finna make these niggas feel me. Fire all these pussy niggas out just shooting, trying to kill me.
Every Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. On blogtalkradio.com.
Hey, yo, this is Blue Philly holding it down for DJ Black Caesar. Vanderbilt Media Music Group tells you rent's due. Pay me.
DJ Black Caesar, a.k.a. the Landlord of the South. Rent's due, pay me. Ha-ha!
Caesar.
Y'all don't get it, do you?
DJ Black Caesar. Ow! WWKNW.
Yeah. Check it out, guys. We're back on the DJ Black Caesar Friends Show,
And I just want to say I respect every one of you guys out there listening in right now, and we're going to take it to another level. This show is for the blow-up, guys. With you guys doing it right now, with my friends on here, we can't be stopped. And we want everybody out there, we want you guys to try to stop us if you can, but we cannot be stopped. So I'm going to keep saying it every week. I'm going to say that, and we're going to come to it with the power. We're going to come to you with the power. We got the power inside of us. Yolanda, what's up, baby? Yolanda, check it out, baby. I appreciate everything you do. I appreciate all the artists you brought on our show. You're doing a great job, too, baby. I just wanted to let you know that. And my guy.
Hey, Caesar. Hey, Caesar. Hey, you got goddamn babies. You calling your lunch. You can't
call me. Hey, my guy, Rob D, I want to give you a shout-out, too, brother. It was wonderful having you on the show, Rob D, and I know you're still there. I'm looking at you right now, man. I appreciate you coming on the show. We've been friends for a long time, but now you're about to hear what we got going on. We have a film producer coming in. His name is Skinny Montana. Skinny Montana, tell him who you are and what you got going on, brother.
Hey, what's happening? What's happening? What's happening, everybody? I'm Skinny Montana. I'm an upcoming film producer, you know what I mean, or artist. You know, I got a lot of things going on right now. You know, I got a movie out. You know, I'm an independent filmmaker. And, you know, I just want the world to know that. And I want y'all to also check it out. You know, the film Two Brothers. It's on YouTube because I want everybody to see it.
And I'm going to tell you guys something. It's a great movie. I watched it myself. Hey, that movie's about how long? How long is that movie? About 2 hours or less?
Yeah, man. It's about two hours and 30 minutes, man. Like I say, we did that film like that, man. Cause, you know, basically I had a story that I wanted to tell, and I wanted people to really get inside of the movie, you know what I mean? You know, study the characters and really just
right.
see, man, the things that goes on, you know what I mean, in my city, man. It's just, you know what I'm saying, in my mind, because every film I do, man, is going to be different. There won't be no films out there like mine, man, you know what I mean, real.
Right. I see you playing two characters in the movie. You're playing a Jamaican guy from Jamaica, and you play your character. I can't remember the names, but can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, man, actually in the movie, you know what I mean, I play, you know, Skinny Montana, you know, myself, and I got another character that I came up with by the name of Slick Dread, which is from Jamaica, and he's like my twin brother. And, you know, I got my little Tyler Perry on, you know what I mean? I played two characters, and, you know, it came out pretty good. And, you know, everybody love it. They want to see more Slick Dread, so we definitely have a part two coming. You know what I mean? So I'm going to drop these films. I'm going to keep dropping them, man, like, you know, left and right.
Yeah, that's cool, man. I want to be in part two, man, because that movie right there.
Man,
when
I
want to
be in part
going,
two, too, you know?
Hey, Willie.
I'm going to be in part
Willie,
two.
Willie,
yeah,
Willie.
I
want to
be in part two. You should put the whole cast.
Willie, what the hell you want, Caesar? Goddamn. When you get down,
hey,
Willie, I'm going to let you know something. I'm going to let you know something. While you always downing me every week, I already got you in the movie. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I already talked to Skinny Montana, got you a part in the movie. So that's what I had to tell you.
Yeah.
Hey, Slater, you're one of my best friends. I appreciate you. You're my best friend. I know. Skinny Montana, but I know everybody wants to be in the movie, so I guess all you guys can audition for the movie. All my friends can. Skinny Montana does not care about who auditions for his movie as long as you guys can get there. He lives in Augusta, Georgia, and he's going to be doing some stuff around the Chicago area also, I was told. And we're going to get him to come down to Mississippi also when we get the finances together, because right now we're trying to come up with the finances for that, because I'm going to help my man Skinny out, Montana, because I got faith in him. I've seen the first movie, and I know it's going to go somewhere, so I want in on that so I can make some money also. So I'm not in it for the money. I'm in it to see something good come out of it, and I know something good come out of his movies. He has another movie called The Drought. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, man, Drought Season, man, that's about a guy, which I playing that too, you know what I mean? It's about a guy from Miami, and it's about cocaine, and, you know, it's another drug movie. This probably going to be the last drug movie I do for a while, but actually, you know, this guy, he comes to Augusta, he runs a drug ring from Augusta to Atlanta, to New Jersey, Mississippi, you know what I mean, Chicago. It's like it's a big drug ring, you know what I mean? So it's a lot going on, and it's going to be a great film, man. You know, it's turning out good so far. I want everybody, you can check the previews out on YouTube. You know, if you go on my YouTube channel, you know what I mean, or watch ETV Live, or even if you type in my name, into my channel, everything going to link up. But I want y'all to check it out, man, Drought Season. When this movie drops, I guarantee you, man, the movie game going to change, really. Two brothers already
opened
the door.
So your YouTube channel is Skinny Montana also?
No, just watch it. Everything link up when, you know, once you type it in. But to go to YouTube and you type in watch ETV Live, and it's going to bring it up. You go to my channel, and then you'll see the new movie, man. We done upgraded. We done stepped it up. It's going to be a lot of action. You know, even a little love story. You know what I mean? I had to throw that in there for the ladies and the people that like a little, you know, something going on in there for the ladies. I got that in there. So it's a couple of romantic scenes. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't all about killing and drugs. My, you know, everything got a point to it. You know what I mean? It's got a meaning. And, you know, everything just basically just letting people know real life. Like, you know, if you're out there in the street, which I haven't been out there, but I done transformed, you know, I'm doing film now and trying to do things on a different level. So I want people to really see how it is out there in the streets and in the game. You know, once you see that, then you wouldn't want to live that life. You know, a lot of people think that life is good, but it's not.
I'm going to tell you something, too, man. With the little sex scene you had in there, I was digging that, man. Digging that girl. Yeah, he had a nice little sex scene in there for you women.
That girl, huh?
That Two Brothers, man. We actually, man, like I say, that movie Two Brothers, man, it was great making that film. You know what I'm saying? It was great making that film, man, because, you know, we had airplanes in it, tractor trailers. Like I say, it's one of a kind movie, man. So I want y'all to log on. Better yet, you can go to the website, themovietwobrothers.com. You know what I mean? Go to the website, straight to the website. I'm letting everybody, if you want to buy a copy of the movie, you can buy a copy too, just for your collection. But you go on that website, I'm letting the people see this for free. And this is only the beginning. It's just the beginning now. I'm saying, when I come with Drought Season, y'all going to see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I appreciate that too, man. I appreciate you telling everybody that. But I'm going to tell you guys one thing. Everybody's on his phone right now as far as – now, not everybody on the phone because we got a lot of people on the phone. But for all my friends, I'm going to send you guys a link to Skinny Montana's page. I'm going to send you a link to Rob D's page so you guys can check them out. I'm going to send you a link to Major. You know what, Major? You got to become my friend, Major, because you're not even my friend yet. So, Yolanda,
Major,
please take care of
it.
Get my man Major Money to join up with Major Money. So I appreciate you, Yolanda. Be on the lookout for that. But when I get through, I'm gonna give everybody a shout out with the banner. I'm gonna give you guys a shout out tonight. You know, like I always do with the interview. As far as Rob D, Skinny Montana, I'll put that Major Money. I'll put it on Facebook so everybody will see what was going on. So they can see you guys were on the show tonight, and I appreciate all you guys. Hey, but Major, not Major, I'm sorry, Montana, I got a question for you, brother.
Yeah.
You got a lot of good movies. You got a lot of good storytellers. I mean, you got a lot of good storyboards. But the one thing I haven't seen is a black comedy. When you going to come out with a comedy, brother?
Hey, actually, look, now, I actually have a comedy show that we the episodes is called Hood Cops. You know what I mean? Now, that right there, that's an online TV show that we got, you know what I mean? It got a different episode called Hood Cops. But actually, you know, if you log on to it, you know what I'm saying, you'll see it. But I'm actually trying to finish writing a comedy movie now, so it'll probably be beginning of next year before I drop it. I don't know, it might be before then, but it's probably going to be next year before I actually start filming a comedy, you know what I mean? I want to make people laugh. I want people to kind of, you know what I'm saying? I like making people feel good, so I'm going to be working on that, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad you mentioned that or whatever. That's why I want everybody to stay tuned in. You can follow me on Twitter at @SkinnyMontana_, you know what I'm saying? Check me out on Instagram, you know what I'm saying, Montana Cartel, on Facebook, Real Skinny Montana. Like I say, man, y'all just stay tuned in, man. It's going to be one hell of a ride.
Hey, you know what?
Wait a minute,
goddammit.
You ain't. Hey, so you know I'm talking, damn it. You ain't from Montana. What the hell are you from? How the hell you got the name like Skinny Montana?
I'm going to tell you a quick little story. I ain't going to make it long, but the reason I got that name Skinny Montana is I did make a trip to Montana one time, you know what I mean? But that was on business, some other type, you know what I'm saying? But it's a long story, man. But anyway, you know what I mean? The name fit me, and that's who I am. You know what I mean? There's a lot of Montanas out there, but it's only, you know, it's only a couple of them.
Hey, you made this story short enough. He said he was out there on some business, some other type, short story.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
We get it.
I get you.
That's what's
up. Miss Bing, do you have any questions for me? I'm sorry.
Miss Bing.
Hey.
You always do that to me.
Hey,
we don't even sound alike.
Yeah, you guys do sound alike.
Hey.
If you didn't sound like you
would
call you
that.
Oh, you gotta excuse that bouncer. He gets up some damn time.
You are so crazy. I'm telling you, I'm going to have another name for you after tonight, William, because you have just been off the hook. I'm telling you. You might just be AOB, AOB, because you've just been crazy tonight.
Well,
hey,
I am T. Glass.
I'm talking, goddammit. Hey, let me tell you something, Caesar. Don't you ever, goddamn, interrupt me again. Next time I talk, goddamn it, you listen, damn it. You don't interrupt me when
so
I say any damn thing.
William, calm down. He can keep being mean.
I'm just going to kick him off the show.
No, he shouldn't.
Right. I'm just going to fire
him. He shouldn't. He knows we don't get down like that. He can't find his pipe, remember, so he's a little riled up tonight. But calm down. William.
I'm going to take it like that, man.
I'm going to calm down just for Bing and T Plastic and what's your name? Yo-Yo. I'm gonna calm down for all three of them.
T Plastic, that's what it is tonight. That's good. Don't play with my yo-yo. Hey,
wow.
That was perfect timing on that ad-lib right there, though.
Okay, guys. My guy, Skinny Montana, has already gave his social networks out, and I'm glad you did that. What I was getting ready to say, Skinny, I was just about to ask you that, and I appreciate you doing that without me asking. We're going to a song right now. This is a song that we just did recently. This is K Dunn, Bloodshot, Coke, Grim Caesar, and Me on the Hook. So check it out.
Money sitting heavy, riding in the Chevy.
Preview or maybe one or two of the characters, or the characters you might be playing, or some of your homies is playing?
I got a couple of characters. You want me to be like some of the characters that's in the movie?
Yeah.
In the new movie, or are you talking about them two brothers?
Yo, whichever one you want to talk about first, I'm interested in both.
Okay. Now on draft season, you know, you got one guy. He's a big drug dealer down in Miami, down in Florida, and you have another guy, which he goes by the name of Shark. He's up in Augusta, and we have another guy, Seal. He's up in Atlanta. You know what I mean? Then we got another guy, True. He's up in Jersey, and then you know got a boy Caesar, and you know we got Caesar over there in Mississippi. So you know it's quite a few, man, lead characters, man. I'm talking about. And that's what's going to be so twisted. And then the thing about it, these movies, even some of the characters don't know who is all in the movie, man. You know what I mean? So it's kind of shocking. Once it's finished, they're like, oh, hell, you know, I didn't even know they was in there. So, you know, I got some surprises that I can't really talk about right now.
Okay, so you got some Pulp Fiction kind of surprises going on.
Yeah, man. It's going to be crazy, man.
Yeah.
So or every turn, you ain't going to know what's happening from one minute to the next because the cast don't even know.
Yeah, they don't even know. And that's how I keep it, you know what I mean? That's how I keep it because I don't want nobody to know the whole movie, you know what I mean? I want to keep them in the dark. You know, we film your part, that's all you know.
All right, now get off the set. Bye.
That's how we do it, man.
That's real. I rocks with you all day. So check this out. I got one more question for you, right? Now, on the give back, you sound like a real good brother. You got anything planned as far as giving back to the community, you know, doing something for the kids so that the kids know that not only is there a gang society, what you're doing everything, but you got love for them and you want to promote them as far as helping them maybe with education or any charities you're going to be a part of or you're thinking about being a part of to give back to the kids?
Yeah. I definitely need to go on and mention that, man. I actually got an organization, man, that I started, man, like probably like a year ago. And it's called the Fatherhood Task Force. And what we
nice.
Do, man, you know, we're a group of mentors. We go out and mentor to kids, you know, that don't have any fathers in their life, any male figures. Or either they, you know what I'm saying, they're dead. You know, they father might be in prison or whatever, you know what I mean? So we mentor to them and try to, pretty much, you know, guide them in the right direction. You know what I mean? So you can check out some of my pictures. Matter of fact, I'm going to be having an event this summer. I'll keep Caesar posted. I'm going to be having an event this summer, man, for the kids because I usually try to go through all the neighborhoods and show them love, you know what I mean, stop and talk to them, you know what I mean, you know, give them some ice cream, you know. We might have a barbecue or cookout or whatever event, you know, bring the jumping beans out. You know, man, we definitely, man, I love the hood, you know what I mean? I love the people and stuff like that, man. So we do got some things going on right now, you know, good things too.
Yo, that's beautiful, brother. I'm so happy to hear that, man. That was the only thing I was sitting there wondering. I was like, this brother really got a lot of good things going on. He got a good heart. He's trying to put in the work. And no, actually, you're putting in the work. I just wanted to know what was, you know, the outreach to the kids. And now that you done covered that, I'm good, yo. I support you 1,000% everything you do, my brother.
Okay, appreciate it. I appreciate it.
No doubt. I'm looking forward to the movies. And I'm definitely going to pick up your music. Where can I buy it at?
Yeah, I have it out this summer, man, because that's going to be a mixtape. I'm going to release this mixtape first, man. Like I say, the single's going to be off of the album, but the mixtape, I got to drop that first, so I'm going to put that out. And,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Stir up a little noise.
All right. Yeah, go on tour and everything so we can buy some tickets and come and check you out.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
All right, yo, in the meantime, God bless all your endeavors, my brother. And I'm definitely looking forward to what you're doing. I appreciate you. We need some realness in the hood. I'm kind of tired of all the cornball shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, most definitely. Like I said, I'll never forget where I come from, man. You know, there's a lot of good people there and a lot of people that support me, man, in Augusta, you know, in Atlanta and a couple other cities, man. I got great supporters, man, but definitely my hometown, man, my city, you know what I mean, Augusta. Shout out to all the surrounding cities, you know what I'm saying, in Augusta. You got Sparta, Greenville, South Carolina, Aiken, Edgefield. I'm from the bottom of Augusta, East Augusta, man. You make it down there in the bottom of Augusta, man, you can make it anywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm from Alabama. I understand.
Yeah.
All right, yo, well, I'm glad you up north, you know, up top and everything. And like I said, I appreciate you. And God bless, my brother. I'm looking forward to seeing you do your thing.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Hey, right, caller, I got a question for you. Caller, where are you from, man?
Me? Actually, right now I'm in Harlem. Like 516 is a Long Island area code, but I keep a Long Island area code because it's like a Republican thing because they're running everything just about out here. So, you know, I keep that 516. I don't get redlined on trying to get no home loan or nothing. But I'm up in Harlem right now, but my mama's from Alabama and my father's from West Virginia, and we moved up here so that we can get a little bit more opportunity.
Okay, okay, okay. Hey, well, I'm in Mississippi, brother, so when you're down this way, give me a holler.
Oh, you think I'm not? I'm coming to the station and chill.
I got you, man. That was tough.
Yo, I love what y'all doing, man. Congrats on the radio station, and I'm glad that y'all be having some good dudes on there like this because it's inspiring to see, you know, us looking out for the cats, the independent cats, underground cats, the cats that's really trying to put it in, and they ain't going to Hollywood.
Right, right, you know? Right. But you know what? We're trying to get them to Hollywood now, man. So we're trying to get them there. We're trying to get all these independents there.
Yeah, actually, I'm hoping that y'all take over Hollywood.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Thank you, man. Yeah. We appreciate you.
Yeah, going on, man. That's going on. Yeah. Yo, keep laughing. All right, my brother, y'all have a great night. Yes, sir, you too, caller. All right, thank you very much. 908, the mic is open. 908. Yes, hello, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? I'm doing good. I'm looking to talk to Major this evening. Is he there?
Man, you missed that, man. Major been here and gone, man. Damn. Where you at, lady? Or were you not here?
Oh, I was there earlier, but when I called, he wasn't there. They said call back in 15 minutes, and I couldn't get through.
Yeah, you waited a whole hour, though. You didn't call back in 15 minutes.
Oh, well, I do apologize. Well, I did want to holler at the brother. But anyway, good luck to everybody else out there on the line, and God bless.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something, but we appreciate you calling the damn show.
Well, I'm glad I called, too. I'm calling from Jersey myself.
Oh, okay, Jersey, okay. What's your name?
My name is Angela.
Angela, that's cool, man. We appreciate you calling in, Angela. Well, why don't you stand by, Angela, and just stick around and see, hear some more. You might, because we got Skinny Montana. He's a film producer, and we still got about maybe 26 minutes to talk to him and see what he has going.
Well, how's Mr. Montana doing out here on the this evening?
Oh, yeah, pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I hear you're from Mississippi, huh? You're a Southern boy?
No, I'm from Augusta. Yeah, I'm from Augusta.
Augusta, Georgia?
Augusta, Georgia.
Oh, how you doing this evening? I'm hearing you talk about great things, and I'm hearing you do great things. And just like the last brother spoke about, I'm all about the children. So it's a wonderful thing because you got to give back to the kids, and you got to inspire them and let them know.
Anything
is possible. Especially for the young brothers, and it's good you're doing sometimes the mentor for these children out here whose father's not in their lives. That's a great thing. I was blessed to have my father in my life, but there's so many out here, and we need that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yes, you're right.
Rob D, are you still there?
Hello?
Rob D.
Who is Rob D?
I was going to introduce him to you, man, but Rob D, he must have his phone on mute. Rob D, turn your phone off mute, man. I'm looking at him, but he's here, but he's not here. Hey, Willie, the redneck.
Hey, Caesar, ain't nobody paying no damn attention to you, Caesar. Damn.
Yeah, I know that, man. I know that.
Well, I'm glad you brothers had a good time this evening. You must have forgot that I was out here on this line.
Bicycle Tony, what's up, man?
I was just wondering, man, I might have missed that part, you know what I'm saying? But when I hear names like Tiny, you know what I'm saying, Skinny, Usually it'd be the other way around. I just want to know if the brother fat, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, no disrespect to the black people, but.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you guys hear me? Because you seem to just go all the way from my conversation, and you just started talking to some other people. That
oh,
was kind of...
well, we're sorry. What were you saying, ma'am?
What was I saying?
Yeah, did you...
Are you serious, my brother? What was I saying?
I was saying a lot of stuff. Yeah, I heard what you said, but I said, what were you saying at the time my man came on and started talking?
No, your man didn't come on and start talking. You started talking to your man.
Okay, what were you saying, though, dog?
Oh, I'll tell you what I was saying, my brother, but let's get it right now. I know you started talking to your man. That's what you started doing. You just went to the whole conversation, and you just went to talking to two other brothers, trying to get Rasheed back, whose phone was on mute or whatever his name was.
I was just saying again,
whoever he was, it was somebody, you know how we do. But I was just saying that I was very proud of the gentleman for doing what he was doing and how these men out here, they need a father figure, and how I was blessed to have my father in my life, and so many of us, they aren't. So I'm giving him his props for doing that, the mentoring to these young men out here that need a father figure. So I was thanking him for that, and, you know,
I want to thank you.
And I bless you, and you know what, and thank you for giving me air time. But again, I called out here to talk to my man, Major. You know, I wanted to talk to him about his single, She Wanna Dance. I really do love that song, and I want to give Major his shout-out, even though I didn't get a chance to personally speak to him. So much love to all you brothers. God bless. You have a great evening.
Thank you, ma'am.
We thank you for calling in the goddamn show. We really appreciate it.
Okay, and I appreciate you giving me some talk time, even if you did go off for me for a minute. But that's all good. You have a good one, my brother.
Thank you.
All right, peace.
Okay, please. You're making some enemies out there, Caesar.
Do what, Willie?
It sounds like you're making some enemies or something out there. That woman is let me tell you
something, my brother. This is my show. I control it the way I want to control it. I really don't want to hear that other stuff out there that people are, that this lady just told me, because that I didn't say anything. My man Bicycle Tony started his little famous laugh. I acknowledged the laugh. That's all I said. So I leave it at that. I leave it at that. You know?
Hey, yo, I didn't get my question answered, man. You know what I'm
saying? What was the question, Bicycle Tony? I'm sorry.
Is Skinny really fat?
No, he's not fat, man.
I'm just saying, I didn't hear that part. You know what I'm saying?
I'm really skinny, man. You know what I mean? It's I can't get fat if I try, man. You know what I mean? I can't get fat. You got that little bladder problem, brother,
when you can't get big.
I can't get big, man. You know what I mean?
I wish I couldn't get big.
It seems like you're about to be rich. You know what I'm saying? So when you get rich, man, you know what I'm saying? I help you eat, man. We get big together, man. Just holler at me, dog.
What's up, man? I might gain a few pounds once I slow down, man. You know, right now, because I work 20 hours and I sleep 4, man. You know what I mean?
And I want
that movie, man. You know what I'm saying? I want the movies and all that, man. Make sure you shoot them to Bicycle Tony, man. I want to be in the next one, too, homie.
I can't really act,
but I can act like a fool, you know what I'm saying? So, holler at me.
Hey, he'll be good for your comedy, man. He'll be good for a comedy.
Oh yeah. We might have to get you in that. If I had that everything around, you know, some things clear on my plate for the year, man, I might go and start filming that comedy, man. You know what I mean? I can go and get you in there. You know, ain't no problem, man.
Hey, Bicycle, where you at, Bicycle? You down this way too, right?
Right now I'm near Knoxville, Tennessee.
Okay.
I'm from the Bronx, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, nigga got a little money, try to get out the hood, you know what I mean? I'm back in the hood, though. It's like a different type of hood, though, you know what I mean?
It's a hood of white people, huh?
Yeah, man. But they got them everywhere. You know what I'm saying? I'm like surrounded, homie.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I know.
It's
no,
so
I didn't mean any harm
so
to you.
Shout to the cool white people, but I be seeing some scary looking ones. You know what I'm saying? I be like, oh, man.
Hey, brother. I seen you talking about some skinheads on Facebook. What was going on with that?
Yeah, I saw some skinheads today, man. It kind of fucked me up because I'm not used to seeing shit. You know, I'm new out here still. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not used to seeing no shit like that. You know what I mean? So I
let me ask you a question. Did they have the military stuff on with the combat boots?
Yo, my dude, they was dressed straight like, you know what I'm saying? They just came off of Hamburger Hill and they had tattoos and all that, though.
Yeah.
You know,
the big swastika, huh?
Big swastika on their neck. Yeah, they had that swastika shit on. And I wanted to, you know what I'm saying? It made me want to do something. Like, they ain't even look at me, but, you know what I'm saying? It made me want to, like, I don't know, man. I ain't like that feeling. I ain't like the way they look. God forgive me. I don't like to judge.
Hey, the reason they didn't look at you because they didn't want any trouble. They didn't want any trouble with you guys, man, especially you, because you look like a thug when they saw you. So they got kind of scared when they saw you.
Nah, niggas ain't even look, homie. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas just kept it moving. And it made me feel uncomfortable. I didn't like the way it made me want to smack somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I felt. Smack you off a GP, you know what I'm saying?
I got you, my brother. I got you. You just like me,
Lord,
man. You just like me, dude.
I ain't want to see that shit.
Yeah.
God forgive me, you know what I'm saying?
Too,
you know,
baby.
What happened?
Scooby-Doo, baby. Scooby-Doo, baby.
What's
Scooby-Doo,
up, Scooby?
Doo, what up, nothing?
What's up, fellas? What's up with y'all? You know, I'm out here managing my greenhouse right now, you know, and I'm listening to the show, and I'm doing every goddamn thing I'm hearing right about now, baby.
Yeah. That's cool.
Can you dig it, baby? Can you dig it? Yo, Caesar, man, what happened to that Cracker Willie you got on the show, baby?
Willie is really out there, brother. But every time you come on the show, seems like he leaves the show for a second or two. But, you know, that's another story. But
I'm right here, guys. I ain't scared of no goddamn Scooby-Doo. I'm right here, goddammit.
Okay. Well, you never say anything when Scooby come on. You always be quiet. So I didn't know what was up with you. I thought you were Scooby my head.
Man, let me tell you something. He scared to death of me, man. You know what I'm saying, man? I mean, you know, I'm just like super duper dapper. You know, too dapper for Willie. You know what I'm saying, baby?
I got you, brother. I got you. I can dig it. What do you think about my man, Skinny Montana, brother? I mean, you listen to the show, so you know.
I'm gonna tell you something, man. Man, Skinny, we got a lot in coming, baby. You know, we got a lot in coming. I'm a star, you know, I like to write movies. You know, I like to do my thing in Hollywood. You know what I'm saying, baby? You know,
Scooby's not a
I
pimp.
Do everything,
not
you know?
A, I mean, my man Montana's not a pimp, brother. He's never did a pimp movie.
No, he did a
drug movie.
Let me tell you something. You know, I used to be a dope dealer back in the day, baby. You know what I'm saying? I was dealing dope back in the 60s, baby. I was dealing the hash, all that potent shit, baby, you know.
Right. Okay. Now you know what I'm talking about. Okay, I got you. Well, Scooby, hey, it's good to have you on the show, man. It's good to have you on the show, Scooby.
Hey, Caesar, man. I'm, you know something, man? You hadn't invited me on the show in a long time, baby.
You know what? I was about to say that, man. You haven't been on the show in a long, long time.
Hold up. I'm upset, right? Hey, Bob, you can totally correct me if I'm wrong, baby. Listen, man, you did your new commercial, man. I heard the commercial, baby, and I didn't hear my name nowhere in the damn commercial this season.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah, Scooby.
Hey, you know what you're feeling. Hey, Scooby, you were in the first commercial, though, from back in the days with Vienna. You remember that?
Oh, you know something, Caesar. You know, this is a new day, baby. This is a new day. Can you dig it? This is a new day.
Okay, Scooby, I left you out. I'm sorry. Damn, you want me to take care of that? I mean, I got. Hey, man, I had to pay for that shit, man. So, I'm not finna go back in there and do that. But what I'll do is I'll put you in a new one when I come out with another one. Cause I'm not done right there, man. I'm just letting you know.
Let me tell you something, man. We want to talk to Skinny Montana. Before we talk about the Skinny Montana, let me ask you one question. My favorite homie, Green Leaf. What the hell is Green Leaf at tonight, baby?
Well, you know what? I couldn't call him, man. I mean, his phone, it kept doing something every time I called him. But I don't know if he called me back, but, you know, the show must go on. So here we are.
All right, and my baby, T. Glass. What's T. Glass at, baby?
She was here, but I guess their phones dropped off. They did say something about a storm up that way in Ohio. They said something about a storm. We had one here, like, last night, and it was pretty rough, man. And those people in Oklahoma had one. It was rough. Killed a lot of people up there. So our prayers go out to those people. And I just want to say, I want to give a shout-out to my girl. I want to say what's up to Martha Jean Johnson that's listening in right now. I want to say what's up to her. And I want to shout-out everybody else that's actually tuned in right now, like all the people around the world. I want to say what's up to them from me, Bicycle Tony, Willie the Redneck. What's up to y'all? And I got my man Rob D still here. But Rob D is, like, his phone's not working right now. I don't know what's up with that. And I want to say my man Skinny Montana's here. It's been an excellent night, and we got about 13 minutes to go, and we're going to wind it down, and we're going to wind it down, and it was Skinny Montana. So, Skinny Montana, can you give everybody your social networks one more time, please?
Yeah, you can follow me, check me out on Twitter at SkinnyMontana_. And on Instagram, Montana Cartel, and on Facebook, The Real Skinny Montana, and also on YouTube, man. You can go on YouTube and check out my channel at Watch ETV Live, and you can check the movie out, you know what I mean? Check out the previews, everything else we got going on.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. 748, can you mute that stuff out the background? Because I'm about to open your line up, and I had to mute it out because you had something up very, very loud. 748 251. I'm about to open your mic up right now. 7478. What's up? What got going on, baby or brother?
Hi, I was trying to give a shout out to Skinny Montana.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate that. Skinny Montana, you there?
Yeah. I'm here. That's what's up. That's what's up, baby. Yeah, I appreciate the love. You know what I mean? Where you calling from?
Sparta.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Sparta, man. Like I said, that's my people from Sparta, man. It's showing me love. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely
Sparta.
That's probably maybe about 45 minutes away from Augusta. You know what I mean? It's right outside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey,
Caesar,
you ever watch that?
Yes, sir, I have.
Yeah.
And when I heard her say Sparta, I thought it was from the movie 300. I thought she was back in Sparta.
Nah, it's from a small country town.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, what's up, Willie?
I'm the brightest person in the world. I ain't the brightest person in the world. You know, I dropped out of kindergarten, and that damn Sparta was named after that place over there in Rome or wherever the hell that is.
Yeah, Willie, I know that. That's basically where it was, over in Rome. Thank you for educating us, but we appreciate you.
Yeah,
Willie the Redneck.
Thank you for the damn... What the hell is the education? I'm willing.
That dude said the education. Wow. Hey, caller, what's your name?
Alexis.
Hey, Alexis, thank you for calling in. We appreciate your call. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Okay, Alexis, check it out. We come on every Wednesday night. Hey, you know what? Check out the commercial. We'll be right back.
You are now listening to the DJ Black Caesar and Friends Show with Prince, Willie the Redneck, that moonshine drink, Triple K, Miss Big from Star Mob Radio.
I put my money in
no,
the freezer.
Not mine.
I call it cold cash, my coke stash.
Greenleaf, smoking it up producer. Bicycle Toy,
Bing, bang, pow. I am T. Glass from 7th Letter Press and DJ Black Caesar, a.k.a. the Landlord of the South.
Yeah, I'm finna make these niggas feel me. Fire all these pussy niggas out just shooting, trying to kill me.
Every Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com.
Hey, yo, this is Blue Philly holding it down for DJ Black Caesar. Vanderbilt Media Music Group tells you, Reds do. Pay me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's my boy Blue Philly over there doing it on V97. They're doing it real big over that way. And I just want to give my – oh, V99. I'm sorry. I want to give my man a shout-out, Blue Philly. Thanks a lot for that commercial you did for me, man. I appreciate it. Very, very, very good. You followed it just to T. Thank you very much. And the next one, I'm going to get a female from London, England to do me a video, a commercial. And then I'm getting a video done to put on the website that they're working on for me. It's going to be excellent. Everything. We're getting everything done for this year. So you guys stay tuned. Somebody's phone is really acting crazy. Hold on for a minute. Let me find out who that is. I'm not gonna mute you out, Bicycle Tony.
Don't mute Bicycle Tony, man.
That was Willie the Redneck's phone, man. Damn, dude. What's up with that, man? Damn. Willie the Redneck got muted out.
He probably got a fire in his house from lighting that stuff up.
And a crystal meth thing. Let me turn it back on.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you something, Caesar. I'm out here. I told you I was looking at these goddamn rabbits. I'm making rabbits, Caesar. That's going where I'm getting to. I'm trying to get out the moonshine business. I'm making and selling rabbits.
Hey, sound like they trying to F your phone up, man. The rabbits are.
They're probably chewing the phone
wire. What did you say, Bicycle? What did Bicycle Tony say?
The rabbit's probably chewing the phone wire.
No.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something, Tony. Hey, you're trying to be goddamn funny. Why don't I send the rabbits over your house so they can jump out your goddamn hat?
Wow. Hey, you know what, man? That's funny. Bicycle Tony, man.
Yo,
I tell you what.
Yo, Willie, man, you my G, homie. Yo, Black
yeah.
G's a big bro, hey. Man. Love you, dog, for real.
Yeah.
I appreciate
it. Hey,
you.
Love
hey,
you
hey,
too,
hey,
bro.
I'm gonna tell you something. Hey, Caesar. That's one of my best friends right there. I ain't seen you the moonshine yet, but I gotta send you something up there, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, real quick, man, I wanna give a big shout out to DJ Black Caesar though for, and that new mixtape, man, you know what I'm saying? Coming out, you know what
thanks,
I'm saying?
Bro, I appreciate that.
Yeah, man, that's what's up, dog. You know what I'm saying? I see a lot of hot artists on there, dope music
right.
on there, you know what I'm saying? And thanks for bringing me through, dog. Wow.
Hey, you know what, Bicycle Tony, I'm going to tell you something, man. You're talking about the Facebook Lost in Space, Volume 1, Rent Stu, Pay Me. Hey, I appreciate that, brother. And I appreciate all the guys out there that have been listening to it. And I appreciate all the people that actually downloaded it. You guys are really helping me out, man, because I'm going to tell you something. Doing the mix CDs like that, I mean, it's not that hard. But once you get them done, you wait for everybody to listen to it. We want everybody to go through it. So I got another one that I did for Justin Kaleo. And I said I was going to download it tonight on my website. On my webpage. I'm going to download it tonight on tweetmymusic.com. So you guys can check it out there. Also, I'm going to download it on tweetmysong.com because they have a mixtape area. And then I'm going to download it on I got this from you, Bicycle Tony, but I don't understand it. It's a page set up for Twitter. And basically, they do the retweets. You get 100 retweets on it. But I don't understand how the mixtape is. It's kind of done stupidly because I got like 26, 27 songs or something like that. And all of them are listed Facebook Lost in Space. But then the names don't come up. I mean, the names come up when you play the song, but the names are not there as far as anybody that goes there to listen to it. You won't see the names, but the names are there. So you guys, please check that out too. Bicycle Tony just hit me to this. You probably don't know what I'm talking about, man. But that's a good website.
Yeah, Retweetia.
Retweetia, yeah, right. That's it. Retweetia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one right
You know,
there.
I actually it's checked out one of your joints on there. You had that joint, what is it? Knock Down the Door, my 4-4?
Kicking the door.
Hey, yeah. I checked out that damn video. I like that. That reminds me of when I used to do it. You know, when I used to go to my sister's house and kick down her goddamn door.
Now, can I ask you a question, Willie? Why'd you do that?
Well, she had a new boyfriend. I ain't like him, boy. You know, I had to go kick his ass out the goddamn house.
And you still banging your sister, man?
Man, I never dated my sister. What the hell are you talking about, Caesar?
I thought you were
Caesar, we got a goddamn divorce. We got a divorce.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Caesar, she got divorced from her hubby about two, three months ago.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. Now she filed goddamn child support on me.
Wow.
I mean, she
did you just say your sister put child support on you, man?
I just say, hold on, you heard me wrong, Caesar. I mean, she put child support on that ex-husband of hers.
Okay, check it out. You know what? These shows are recorded, so I'm going to go back and I'm going to see it. I'm going to listen to that. And if you said that, I'm just letting you know right now, that will be on my next mix CD that's coming out right now called The Heroes of Music. So anybody wants to get on that CD right there, you can send me your tracks to djblackcaesar@gmail.com. Again, that's djblackcaesar, CEZA@gmail.com. Send me your tracks. Make sure they're MP3, and make sure you put on there in the subject line, submission for Heroes of Music CD. That's all I need. That right there. Hey, guys, check it out. We're going to get ready to get out of here. We've got about 2 minutes and 39 seconds, but I got a commercial, another commercial I'm going to play for you guys, so check it out.
Every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time, the DJ Black Caesar and Friends Show, where it all goes down right here at www.blogtalkradio.com/walking-with-god.
Okay, guys, make sure you check this show out right here every Wednesday night. It goes down with Willie the Redneck, Bicycle Tony, Green Leaf, IMT Glass, and Miss Bing. So check us out, guys. We appreciate you. We appreciate everybody that came out tonight. It was a wonderful night. We had a good time. So everybody come back next Wednesday, and let's do the same thing one more time. One more again, all right? Thank you, guys.
We're
going to
do the same damn thing one more again.
Yes, sir. That's how we're going to do it, Willie. We're going to do it one more again. Hey, Willie, I'm going to tell you, assalamu alaikum, Bicycle Tony, assalamu alaikum, and we'll talk to you guys later. Everybody else out there on the phone line, I thank you guys. Hey, thanks a lot, brother. I appreciate it. Okay, guys, check it out.
Willie,
everybody on the phone lines right now, I appreciate you guys for calling in. Scooby-Doo, I appreciate you for calling in, man. Thank you, everybody else. I see the audience out there. I thank my whole listening audience. You guys are wonderful. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah!